Hello, welcome back to the KF Anderson Leadership Show. Today here in the studio with me is Sigfrid Anderson.
Hello.
And today we're going to be speaking about wisdom in leadership. So, Sigfrid, how would you describe wisdom in leadership? So it's sort of a motto that you have, also a slogan for the website. What is this?
Wisdom in leadership is a big word. When I created my logo a long time ago, I actually had the idea that maybe I should put wisdom in, but I decided not to do that because I don't want any comparison or any similarities to people that say, oh, this is too much. This end up being a religious movement, and that's not my point. It's actually the opposite. So wisdom, when I create my logo, I put in prudence, modesty, and tenacity. And people usually say, come on, but these words they don't go together. I say, that's exactly my point. To be an expert and mastering these three words, prudence, modesty, and tenacity, you are very close to wisdom and leadership. But let me twist it a little bit and give you some insights. First and foremost, making leadership work is wisdom and leadership, because you'll never be able to make it work your way if it doesn't work. So it has to work your way to be wisdom. When that is said, I'll come close to a word that is a very big word, and that is the truth. I learned over the years what is the truth. The interesting thing about that is, what works for you is the truth for you. And this is actually very interesting, because this is an opportunity to really work on wisdom and leadership, but it's also a trap. Because what works for you in the past will not necessarily work for you in the future. And that actually means that you have to change your perception of the truth. And to be able to change your perception of your truth is wisdom. That means that you need a couple of things that you have to put in the right order and the right priorities. Otherwise, if you don't do that, you're actually working away from your truth instead of working towards your truth. And that's actually easy to prove, because when you get married, it was definitely one big walk towards the truth. Being married for I don't know how many years, you suddenly feel that this is not working the way that you actually expected it to do. Means that you're actually working away from your own truth. Very interesting. When that is said, I also like to put your attention to a couple of other things. So working towards your truth and follow your truth all the way means that things works for you all the way is wisdom and leadership. So you have the wisdom that you know when to change your priorities. You also know where you have to change your action and behaviors, and how to explore and get the results that you really want to have. And that is what I call wisdom and leadership. But let me say a few things about this. First and foremost, there's a couple of traps. Many leaders are not interested in how they should be as a leader, merely what they should have. That means one thing. The first thing you ask for when you got a new promotion is, when do you want to get the next promotion? I call this a gadget. People are in general, including your friends, recognizes you for what you have and not for who you are. So who are you and how are you? If you call someone a great leader, it doesn't mean that he has a great brain, a great heart, or holds a great wisdom. It means that he has a great job, a great house, a great car, beautiful wife, and great kids, or spouse, or great kids. What he has got is what we're actually focusing on. This is a wrong priority. It's the only thing that seems to matter today, especially between people in the social media and in the press. Many leaders think the only way to enhance himself as a human being and as a leader is through accumulation. That means that you have to accumulate everything that you can get. Or instead of not focusing on, or better focusing on, what is, what will make you better as a leader, what will make you more joyful, or are you, how big a value are you actually to humanity? I mean, instead of being a man of big value, you should working on being a big value to humanity. I mean, this will make your wisdom and leadership. But perception differ depending on social experiences. However, that does not determine the nature of your life. The first thing is to establish a real-time truth. A real-time truth. Okay? How to update that mechanism in your leadership role and let it force into your into the world around you. When rooted within yourself, you will be doing things that will ultimately work in parallel with yours, what you want to do, your job, your company, your team. You will be in the world's best interest. What you want to know will then be the right thing for you to do. But that demands clarity. And clarity is not necessarily the thing that most people have. Let me try to explain that. If something happens that leaders don't want, they will suffer. If something that they don't want, if something they really want doesn't happen, they will suffer even more. Leadership is about putting everything in the right perspective in the broader map of human understanding. If you see everything the way it is in reality, prioritizing will arrange themselves accordingly. When you want to grow big apples, for example, should you then attend to the visually most obvious part, the apples, the leaves, the trees, the branch, or the trunk? Or should you nurture the roots who is not so apparent? By the way, are you one of them who believe that an education from an excellent business school will be a miraculous solution that grows the apple to the double size? The exact opposite is true. If you nurture the roots of your team, you don't have to bother about the results. It will come naturally. In the process of exploring, explaining, and executing, leading people is to comprehend. It's all about nurturing the team. It's not the nurturing of the outcome of their work. Performance appraisal, for example, and expect the double size of the outcome, because you have an adult education for management. That will not help you. That means first establish the roots yourself, in yourself, in leadership, then do whatever you want to do. It will work. This is wisdom in leadership. Being rooted in leadership means being rooted in cohesion of your team and in your company. You are inclusive with everything, everyone around you, and therefore you get what you want. Consciousness is not an ideology. It is a consequence of high awareness, observing what is going on around you, exploring. If your base is in the experience of leadership, then whatever you do, you will gain learning from first-hand experiences and harvest the results of your leadership job. But many leaders are not interested in how they should be as a leader, but merely what they should have. People in general include your friends and recognize for what you have, not for who you are. And that is the problem that you have to face. That is that the surroundings literally press you to perceive things that will not help you. That means that you are naturally moving away from your own truth. That will make you unhappy. You have to move towards your truth. What results you will receive depends on what kinds of leader you are. Like different trees gives different fruits, if you are the leader in developing core business, and three people from your team shows up with an idea to change the product, even if it's a good idea, you'll not recognize it, but feel it's a thoughtless mistake. I see this happen to many leaders. The best thing that can come their way, but they don't even have the focus to see them. They have something else in their mind which will never happen to them. Your leadership job gets wasted if you don't know how to release the results of others' efforts within which is right in front and center of you, instead of looking for that outcome that will never arrive in your department. Wisdom in leadership is, in the essence, to explore your surroundings, the reality that you live in, try to explain that what you see to other people. This is called communication. And communicate to other people what you see that they don't see, and then execute on that. Prioritizing will not be a problem, and the results will come by itself. This is wisdom in leadership.
Okay, so do you think that this is a motto that people should keep in the back of their head to help them in leadership and to make them exceed?
Yes, but exceed in what? As I mentioned a little bit earlier, a great leader, is that a one with a big a bank account or a big heart? Is that a man who feels he's famous, or is it the one with a great brain? Is it a man, the great leader, is that someone who have accomplished and gathered a lot of things instead of concentrating on how to live a joyful life? This is the essence of leadership. To make that right, get the prioritizing right, is what you need to do. So it's still exploring what works for you towards your truth, your own truth. And as I said earlier, make it an automatic mechanic to update yourself on reality. Every day you wake up, is this a new reality? So what is happening in the world? What is happening in my job? How can I do it better? Add another 1% on that. Do that every day. And as I mentioned on the earlier podcast, you will be the winner in the end. And people will remember you for being a great leader because you have a great heart, a great brain, and you're great at communicating and see things that goes around you and involve each and every one, being a very inclusive human being. That will help you.
Okay, well, thank you, Siegfried Andersen, for this principle and idea and explanation of wisdom and leadership. If you go to the website, I'm sure you'll be able to spot where it says wisdom and leadership. And, of course, you can also book a training and see some free articles or videos on the website. And, of course, thank you for listening.